Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, Steve here for the Red Men TV. I am at the Radio City Tower, hundreds of feet above the skyline of Liverpool, to talk to Leanne Campbell from Radio City Cash for Kids and Matt Parrish, the CEO of the Liverpool Foundation, to find out more about the Legends of the North game on September 24th and what the money raised from that amazing day will do for people in and around this city.
Right, Leanne, obviously one of the main benefactors of the Legends game is going to be Cash for Kids. For those who don't know, for perhaps who live in other countries or around the world, can you just tell us a little bit about what Cash for Kids is?
Okay, Cash for Kids is hugely important in this city. I've been working alongside them for 10 years. And every year the demand gets greater and greater. 100% of the profits made this year, thanks to this wonderful football game, is going to go straight to our city. So to community projects, to schools. And I know firsthand, a lot of the time it's schools and youth clubs that are getting in touch with us as a charity. They come to us direct to talk about personal situations, whether it's a child who's heading into the winter without a winter coat or shoes for school. And that's how drastic things are, you know, drastically they're affecting us at the moment. One in three children in this city are living in poverty. So we have massive numbers of people coming to us, asking for our help. And with this money, we can do great things.
Also, obviously, we're well aware of cost of living crisis and all that kind of stuff. It not only is that going to affect more people and put them into poverty, I'm guessing the people who sometimes used to be able to help, now I'm helping as well. So I'm guessing something like this football game is going to be a huge thing for Cash for Kids, because, like I said, the revenue streams aren't endless. At some point, people aren't going to be able to afford to do it anymore. So I'm guessing, like I said, the money's going to be well received.
Exactly that. So at the moment, we've just finished dealing with children who couldn't go to school because they didn't have a uniform. And exactly like you say, these are families that never thought they were ever going to be in this position. These are working parents who are struggling to heat the homes and use the microwaves, who are going to food banks and seeking help where they can get it. The brilliant thing about Cash for Kids is we can deal with these families direct. They have a point of contact. It could be as simple as picking up a phone and leaving a voice note as a DM on an Instagram page to Cash for Kids, as simple as that. And we can get back to them through a contact, or whether it's a school worker or someone within their community, and we can get them what they need. And it's a quick turnaround, and that's the difference. They're not waiting around for emails and paperwork and things like that. The difference with this money is it will go straight back into the community, and it can be as easy as that evening or the next day, making just life a little bit easier for these kids around us.
No, absolutely. Like I say, we are about to head into what could be one of the most difficult winters. I think a lot of us, everyone's struggling at the moment in time. Mm-hmm. In terms of getting, like you said, getting in touch with Cash for Kids, how would someone do that if they needed to get contact with you guys?
There are so many ways. You can knock on the door of the tower and you can speak to someone. You can get to the Radio City Tower. You can see it from most places across Merseyside. Get to us, speak to us. You can email us. Find the website radiocity.co.uk. You'll find our charity Cash for Kids on there. But we are open to social media. You can contact us that way. And I know it might seem a little bit strange for you to pick up your phone, but that's what most people are doing these days. So if you're okay contacting a celebrity and sending them a tweet, tweet us. Tweet Cash for Kids. Privately send them a message and they will get back to you. Our team are just open to messages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It never stops.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, man. Legends of the North, Saturday 24th of September. Is this like the crown and jewel of the LFC Foundation calendar? I know you do a few of these throughout the year, but it's like this is probably the biggest event you guys are involved in.
Yeah, it's our biggest, certainly our biggest sort of single gig, if you like. Unusually, this is our second one in a year. So we have Barcelona back in March, and obviously we've got Man United next Saturday. So that's unusual. We only usually do one home game a year, but the club has always been brilliant in the sense of letting us have Anfield again, recognising we had better part of 3 years without them because of the pandemic. So yeah, looking forward to it.
On that then, obviously, we recently saw the Barcelona game. And can you just tell us, like, anyone who bought a ticket for that game, what did their money go towards? What does the foundation do with all that money that is collected on those days?
So I think what's pretty unique about us as certainly the football club and therefore the foundation is that because of we've got supporters everywhere, and because there's so many supporters and because Anfield sells out for home Premier League games and Champions League games, it enables us to fundraise through those games and support other charities as well. So most football club foundations will tend to deliver their own work primarily. We do that. We've really grown that over the last 3 to 4 years, but we're also able to support others. So with the funding from Barcelona, first and foremost, is a donation goes to Forever Reds, which is the club's former players association, which supports players, older players that are in need of care and support, and also other causes, local causes close to their hearts. We then made a donation to our Omar Vey Foundation. We did, from the Barca game, given the international flavour of the game, we funded one of the programmes of our global charity partner, Right to Play, and that's going to be hopefully to deliver that, to extend that programme currently in Thailand and Senegal, to also work in Tanzania. And then we've used it to fund programmes which we deliver in the Liverpool City region around mental health, employability and sport and healthy lifestyles for young people. So quite a broad range. I mean, obviously we were really fortunate with the Barcelona game. It sold out and that we raised just over £1 million. So we were able to support a lot of charities and also support and deliver our own programmes.
Yeah, for sure. And Cash for Kids is involved this year with you guys as well?
Yeah, so the important thing for us with Man United, so this is the second leg, if you like, of the Legends of the North double header. So we played them away at Old Trafford in May and won 3-1. We didn't take a fee, if you like, to take a team over, but all the proceeds went to the United Foundation to do work in the Manchester City region, and the same for us. So all the proceeds from next Saturday's game will go to fund work just in the Liverpool City region. Again, that'll be to fund some of our programmes, but also to fund partners. And a key one is Radio City Cash for Kids. So we were fortunate enough to work with them from proceeds of the AC Milan game back in 2019. And I think we were able to, through that, they supported 30,000 young people in need with that grant. So it enables us to, it's a specific grant program, LFC Foundation community grants, community groups and organisations apply into it. And it's great for us because A, same geographic area, B, it's an absolute sweet spot in terms of supporting young people and families in need or are disadvantaged in any way. So yeah, we're really excited and it's been probably, I think we as a club and lots of charities and community groups in the city did some unbelievable stuff during the pandemic. Probably one of the things that was most frustrating was because a lot of our events-based fundraising obviously couldn't take place at the same level. We weren't able to fund others, some of our partners, and I think that's so important. I think using the amazing sort of power of this, our supporters and the fan base and the club to be able to fund experts to do what they're good at, rather than us trying to be experts in everything. You know, Radio City, well-loved, was sitting there, aren't we? You can't miss it. I knew Radio City before I lived here because of the tower, but the work that Cash for Kids do is unbelievable. So to be able to support that is, you know, something we're really proud of.
Yeah, looking at the game itself, then I think the squad list's already been announced, some big names on there as well. So the standout for me was Xavi Alonso. I think Martin Skirtle's playing for the Legends for the first time. I'm guessing he's going to be good because I think he still plays football. But yeah, it's interesting to me, like, the team I used to watch as a kid is now the Legends team. It makes me feel old. But like I say, there's a new breed of Legends coming through again, because which must be refreshing for you guys, because again, it's new faces that people can come and see, perhaps they haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah, and I think with you know, some of the players, you know, growing up, you know, watching World Cup, I'm older than most of the players, most of the Legends, so I definitely feel older than all of them, I think. But, you know, as you say, Xavi Alonso, Skirtle, Robbie Keane, you know, there's those, and I think that we're so fortunate, aren't we, as a club, to have those big names, but also big names that when they retire, they want to go. I think Martin Skirtle only retired at the end of last season, I think, and he's straight back in. And we've obviously, that pipeline of players, you know, there's that. We're fortunate as well to have the, you know, the local guys like, you know, Jamie Carragher's not playing this time, but Jamie and Stephen Gerrard and those sort of guys, and I think Stephen's played in a lot of the games. So to, we're really fortunate to have that mix of the local guys that have been, you know, absolute stars, and also the international guys. And I think Martin and Xavi are the ones that most people have asked me about, but we've got an amazing squad. I think we've got guys, you know, Maxi Rodriguez coming in from Argentina. You know, I saw Sander Vesterveld, we've been interviewed on Sky about something yesterday. So they're all, the beauty of Liverpool players and Legends is that we've all, you know, you don't have to have been a Liverpool fan to have seen them play in top games. So therefore, that's all part of the excitement, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And it's playing Man United, it doesn't matter if they're Legends or it's whatever football it is. I saw the, you mentioned the return leg, it was quite feisty. It was a proper game of footy almost. Did you get that sense again? We're going to see that again in Anfield.
Yeah, well, I think we, you know, we've got, we're, our Legends team is managed by Sir Kenny, supported by Ian Rush and John Aldridge, and you know, they're winners, aren't they? You know, and when we won over at Old Trafford, Sir Kenny was on the pitch celebrating with the players. You could see there was a little bit of good-natured friction with Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville. So I think there's that, and obviously United and Liverpool history is massive. I think it will certainly be a competitive game. Obviously, played in the right spirits, might not be quite as quick as a Premier League game, but I think it will be a. I think it will be a, you know, a really strong fixture. I think sometimes, you know, your sort of your testimonial type charity games can be a sort of quite a slower paced walking affair. But I don't think this is going to be. And the game at Old Trafford was, yeah, great.
I was going to say, we could mention back to the last point, because a lot of these guys are recently retired, and I think it's fair to say, without naming names, players of yesteryear might not have been as fit when they ended their careers as these guys. Like Martin Skirtle, Xabi Alonso, Robbie Keane, they're going to be fit as fiddles. So yeah, the tempo of the game. I went to the Barca game, and that was something I noticed compared to previous Legends or charity games, is that actually it felt a bit quicker, because these guys are, like you mentioned, Stephen Gerrard, he looks like he could still play tomorrow.
Yeah,
that was, it made it a very entertaining spectacle.
Well, I think you think Luis Garcia, he looks like he retired yesterday, didn't he? He's so fit. He's, you know, like me, he hasn't put an ounce away.
Same, yeah, same.
So, yeah, you know, they're so fit, and Arbeloa and, you know, Gonzalez and Vignal and that, they're super fit lads, you know, and they all look after themselves, I think. You know, and the thing is, I think having, I don't know, I didn't play football at that level, obviously, but as I said earlier, they're winners and they want to give a good account of themselves, don't they? You know, and someone like Robbie Keane, what a goal scorer he was throughout his career, and he'll want to score goals again. And I think this, you know, the Martin Skirtle and Xavi Alonso sort of stories, when they've gone out, the feedback we get is massive. But I think for all of those guys, that almost seeing a big part of it for us is that, seeing them when they come together on the Thursday or Friday before the game, be able to represent Liverpool Football Club again. It was obviously brilliant for them to do that at Old Trafford, but to do it at Anfield and to have as many fans in the stadium as we can, A, for a great atmosphere, B, obviously it raises even more funds, but yeah, it just makes it a special occasion.
So there you have it. That is exactly what your money's going to be used for. You found out information about the game and all that kind of stuff. So if you can, do get down to Anfield on September 24th. Head on over to the Liverpool website, buy your tickets, go and support the legends against Man United, and of course, donate some money to some fabulous causes.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.